Madam Chair, we're ready. It's 7:30.
Thank you. The regular meeting of the Piscataway Township Planning Board will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available to the clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Ms. Buckley, would you please call the roll?
Mayor Waller?
Here.
Ms. Corcoran? Ms. Saunders? Reverend Kenny?
Here.
Mr. Atkins?
Here.
Mr. Foster?
Here.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair.
Recording in progress.
Here. Can we all face the flag over my right shoulder and to recite the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Are there any adjustments, amendments to the tonight's agenda, Mr. Barlow?
Madam Chair, number 10, which is a discussion on the properties on Brook, Clawson, and Field Avenue as to whether or not they're an area in need of redevelopment has been postponed until the August 9th, 2023 meeting. Mm-hmm. And number 14, 23 PV 15/16V, the 30 Duke Road Transfer Warehouse has been postponed to August 9th, 2023, and the applicant will renotice. So if anyone's here for those two matters, they'll be heard.
What was the first matter you mentioned?
Number 10, the discussion.
All right.
They'll both be heard at the August 9th meeting at this juncture.
Thank you. All right. Can we have the professional sworn in?
Okay, my camera has failed, but I will swear in.
Would you like me to do that, or will the attorney do that?
The Mr. Barlow will do it. Trying to do it, but I don't think her sound is working.
Okay, well, at least my sound.
We don't hear you, Carol.
At least my sound's working.
Ron, if you could state your name.
Ronald Reinertsen, CME and Associates, a professional planner for the board.
You swear your testimony you give before the board this evening will be the whole truth. So if you got it?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. May I have a motion from the board to pay any duly audited bills for the month?
Madam Chair, I make motion to pay the bills. Reverend Kenny.
Thank you. Thank you, Reverend Kenny. Do I have a second?
Going for a second that.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 8, adoption of resolution to memorialize action taken at the June 14th, 2023 meeting. There was none, no meeting?
Correct. There are no resolutions from that meeting.
So we can withdraw that. Item number 9, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of June 14th. Well, there was no minutes then.
No, there were minutes.
There were minutes? Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. I do have them. Can I get a motion to approve the amendments?
One for and I'll make that motion.
Thank you. Second, please.
I second it.
Thank you.
Mr. Roll Atkins, call. Second.
Yes.
Excuse me, Mr. Foster. Atkins, thank
you. Mr. Foster.
Mm-hmm.
Roll Mayor call, Waller?
Please. Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair.
Yeah. Item number 10 has been adjourned until the August 9th meeting. Item number 11, discussion, extension of time for 22 PB 2021 Vias and Victor Splendor Homes, New Jersey, LLC, 1762 and 1758 South 2nd Street.
Yes, Mr. Mr. Morse was the applicant's attorney. The board may recall this was a two-lot subdivision that required the applicant to purchase a piece of property from the township because of the procedures that are required whenever the municipality sells land. That process took a little bit of time through no one's fault, and that's been completed. Mr. Morse wrote on July 7, 2023, asking for an additional 6 months to perfect the subdivision because the time would run on July 20th, 2023. He fully believes he'll be able to get that done beforehand, but has requested an additional 6 months from the board. And there's really no reason not to extend that courtesy to Mr. Morse.
Hearing no objection, that will be adjourned for 6 months.
Well, we just need a motion, and there's also a resolution that needs to be adopted, Madam Chair.
Okay, can I get a motion from the membership? Someone in the membership? Do I get a second?
A second.
Thank you. Roll call, Ms. Buckley.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Then Ms. Saunders should have a resolution that we can memorialize this evening. Because if we wait till next month's meeting, the time will have passed.
Okay, give me 1 second. Sorry, I had to get back in. Okay.
No problem.
Let's see. Okay. Madam Chairman, I'd like to memorialize a resolution for Splendor Homes, New Jersey, LLC, application 22PB04/05B for an extension of time.
Do I have a second?
I'll second, Mr. Atkins.
You, roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran? Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 12, discussion, IPT Kingsbridge Business Center urban renewal, seek relief to from previously approved condition.
Madam Chair, the board may recall this was an application where Ms. Jennings from the Lenz firm represented IPT Kingsbridge Business Center. The board granted the application, and if you may recall, it was a warehouse where there were going to be 5,000 square feet of office space, two 2,500 square foot offices. The applicant, as going through the process, submitted plans to make one of the offices 2,518 feet. And because of the condition in the resolution, the township's professionals had to deny the request for the building permit. So the applicant is seeking to remove the condition that the two offices have to be equally 2,500 square feet. I know Ms. Jennings spoke at length with Mr. Clarkin, the assistant township attorney. He had no objection and he thought it was appropriate for the applicant to just seek a modification of the condition that the two offices had to be exactly 2,500 square feet. The board, there's not going to be a change in the overall square footage of the office space being 5,000. It will still be 5,000 square feet as the board approved. It's just a question of if they have to divide it up, whether it's 2518 and 24, 82 or 2,400 and 2,600, it'll still be 5,000 square feet. I know Ms. Corcoran has been involved in those discussions also. And again, I don't believe Mr. Clarkin or Ms. Corcoran had any objection to that. And I can understand from the applicant's point of view, somebody might need a couple more feet on one and a couple less feet. So they're just seeking the board's approval to modify the condition that the two office spaces don't have to be 2,500 square feet each. Did I summarize that, Ms. Corcoran?
It was perfect.
Okay. So if the board's inclined to do so, there would be a motion to just modify that one condition that the two office spaces don't have to be 2,500 square feet. And then I'll do a resolution for next month's meeting, if that's the board's pleasure.
Can I get a motion from the board indicating whether this modification is agreeable to you, to the board, without objection?
Madam Chair, Dawn Corcoran, I'll make that motion.
Can I get a second?
This is Kelly Saunders, second.
Ms. Saunders, I hear you. It's a second. Can you roll? Could call the roll, Ms. Buckley, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yeah, yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 13, 23 PB09/10, V as in Victor, 1407 Skelton Road.
Good evening, members of the board, board professionals. Can everybody hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Hello, my name is Tim Arch. I'm an attorney licensed in the state of New Jersey. I'm here representing 1407 Stelton Road. This is a current car wash that's on Stelton Road. I don't know how long it's been there, but I believe it's been there for as long as I've ever known Piscataway. That car wash has been there. And it was recently purchased by my client in 2022. And he wants to do some, give it a facelift, modernize it, update it, basically, you know, bring it into the 21st century. And that's why we're here tonight. We're looking for a second story addition in order to put some new facade signs on. It is going to require some new variances, actually really only one new variance. All the other ones are essentially existing, but I'll go over those. It's we are proposing three facade signs where only one is permitted in the zone. There is a freestanding sign that is currently there and existing. We're going to keep that freestanding sign. It is 33 square feet in area, and the permitted size is 32 square feet in area. So we're 1 square foot over on the size of the existing freestanding sign. And the setback is at 13 feet from the street line, where 25 is required. For parking, based on our calculations, we would need 26 parking spaces, and we are proposing 13. I believe those spaces are already existing, although as we get into the comments, we'll see the striping isn't the best there, and we are planning on restriping and redesignating those parking spaces. So that's the variance relief that we are requesting tonight. I do have a couple staff reports, just for the record. I have Mr. Hinterstein's memo of June 28th. I have Mr. Ryerson's CME review letter of July 5th. I have Ms. Corcoran's completeness review, and then I have a fire approval letter as well. Is there anything that I'm missing for the record? Dawn is shaking her head, so no, so I don't believe I'm missing.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, excellent. I do have a couple witnesses tonight. I do want to, just in terms of... Sorry, my computer's doing something stupid. Apologies for that. I do have a couple witnesses tonight. I have Mr. Mario Mendoza. He's the owner of the property and our representative. He's going to be first. Then I have our engineer, Mr. Rob Murray. I have our architect, Mr. Brian Taylor. And then I have our planner, John DuPont. Without any ado, I'm ready to call my first witness, unless there's any housekeeping matters that I have to discuss first.
Mr. Barlow?
No, Mr. Arch, I would just note for the record that the notices were acceptable.
Thank you.
Let me call your witness.
Mr. Mendoza, if you can please unmute your mic and let yourself be known.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Sorry. How you doing?
Fine. can you please raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony about to give will be the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Can you please state your name for the record?
Mario Mendoza.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Mendoza, you are, in fact, the owner of the property. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you purchased that in April, I think, of 2022. Is that correct?
Yeah, April of 22 was the closing.
Okay. And do you have, can you just briefly tell us what your experiences with car washes are? Do you own any other car washes?
I do. I actually got into the business in 96. I own and operate three locations at this time, and I've owned approximately about eight through the years.
Okay. And was I accurate in the beginning when I said that, that part of this application is to revitalize, modernize, kind of give the site a facelift? Is that correct?
Definitely. Yes.
Okay. And based on your knowledge of the site, it hasn't really changed much in presumably decades since it's been there, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a car wash in South Plainfield for probably 20 years, and I think it's that one's looked the same for about 20 years.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you a couple questions sort of about the operation. At any given time on the site, how many employees do you have working there?
The site like this normally has around three employees full time. On the weekends, we might have an extra one. To four. I mean, the max would be five, three full and two part-time on a busy weekend, kind of after like a snowstorm and, you know, the days that we get a little busier.
Okay.
But three full-time.
And in your experience, do each of those employees drive a separate car or do they carpool to work or get dropped off?
No, mostly they carpool.
Okay. So each of those employees doesn't require a designated parking space for each of them, correct?
No, like right now we have, I think, two cars on site with the part-timers. Like on a Saturday, you'll see the, you know, my manager has his car and then he brings a couple guys with him.
Okay. So one of the variances that we're asking for is to provide 13 parking spaces on site as opposed to 26. In your experience as an owner of a car wash and in operating this car wash in particular, is that more than adequate to accommodate the customers and the employees on that site?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. And just car washes in general, they're not the type of business where people come in, park, stay for a long period of time. They're a quick turnover business. Would that be accurate to describe?
Yeah, people drive in and pretty much drive out. You know, they'll park, they'll vacuum, but they're not staying, you know, for a long period of time.
And actually, a good majority of your customers don't even park at all. They go through the car wash and exit the site completely, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So signage is also something that we're asking for in this. So let's talk about that a little bit. In terms of the business of a car wash, is signage and visibility an important aspect of that business?
Yeah, it's huge because, you know, people driving down the street, you know, the car wash is something that's kind of like an impulse, you know, reaction to get the car wash if it's a nice day out or if the weather's permitting. So obviously the more signs that we can, you know, show them, you know, a good ways before they get to our location, that helps, helps a lot. And also helps them from, you know, slamming on their brakes when they're, you know, passing it or, you know, cause they couldn't see the signage.
Okay. So not just from a business perspective from you to attract business, but also so that people that are driving down Stelton Road have adequate time to change lanes if they want to go in or slow down so that they can make the turn into the lot. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Directing your attention to CME's reports, Mr. Ryerson's report, there were a couple questions in there that I just wanted to highlight to get your feedback on. One of those was to confirm the nature of the Pegasus devices. Can you just briefly tell us, describe what these Pegasus pay stations are and how they work?
So the pay stations is basically a, it's like an automated cashier for the car wash industry, where the customers can basically just pull up, you know, choose their service. They can pay for the service at the machine. It has a gate. The gate goes up once they pay, and then they can pull into the wash and get their service.
Okay. And the other kind, I think that it was mentioned, was LPR, but that's not the type of pay station that we're using, right? That's a license plate reader station.
Yeah. So unfortunately, the manufacturer that we use, when I asked them for diagrams and stuff, they have like the full blown, you know, all bells and whistles, which one of them is the LPR reader, which is a license plate reader. And that's for other, you know, membership type of things, but they don't really work good in the Northeast, but we won't be using them though.
Okay. And on the note about the pay station, if somebody were to enter to get a car wash, drive to the pay station and for some reason decide that they didn't want to get a car wash, are they able to select an option of no car wash to exit the site and not disrupt circulation of the site?
Yes. And also my guys, for example, my entrance attendants will have the ability to, if they see somebody struggling or if they do notice that they need them to go pull out, they can also automatically open it from their station, or they can walk out and do the same thing at the pay station.
So they can actually remotely help the circulation of the site.
Correct.
I think there was one other comment in Mr. Ryerson's report. He was asking if we, or I think one of the comments was restriping and redelineating the parking lot. We're agreeing that we're going to do that as part of this approval if we do get approved, correct?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Okay. And also, I believe Mr. Ryerson had indicated, had we contemplated the potential of putting in an EV charging station? And that's something that we had talked about, but is it fair to say that given the nature of the business, the fact that it is a transactional business where there's a high turnover of cars, that a charging station really doesn't make sense because that's really the antithesis of what the business model is?
Yeah, you and I spoke about it in depth. I think it's in this scenario, just we're not looking for people to stay a while, if that makes any sense. You know, we're in and out. It's an exterior only car wash with vacuums. So I just don't, I personally don't think that it would, you know, it would make sense at this, you know, this type of business.
Right. And based on the amount of time that it takes for a lot of cars to charge, it makes sense on maybe a restaurant or a hotel or someplace where you're going to be staying for an extended period of time. But in an area like this, where you're coming in for, you know, a couple minutes, doesn't make sense to have a charger on site, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I think our average vacuum time is around 7 minutes.
Okay. I'm going to draw your attention then to, we have Mr. Hinterstein's memo, and I'm going to try to go through this as quickly as I can. His first comment was about the proposed signage that we showed, and we'll get into that more when we get to our architect. He was asking if we could reduce the two side facade signs. And can you just confirm we actually will be showing on an exhibit? We did reduce this down in coordination with Mr. Hinterstein, where we actually asked him to what size he would like us to reduce it down to, and that we followed his directions and did that. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. And there's well, we'll get into it more when we get to the architecture, but there's a couple other tweaks as to the signage in order to cut down on sort of the redundancy that he was pointing out in his comment, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, point number two, he indicates that there's another sign that exists at the rear of the property, but no dimensions are given. And we indicated that on our plan that there was some covered signage, but that's been removed, correct?
Yeah, that's been removed.
Okay, so that was just something that had been there previously. It was removed before the application.
Yeah, I didn't even really know what it was doing. It looked like a large birdhouse, to be honest with you, so I just took it down and landscaped around it.
Excellent. Okay, three and four are both about dedicating the necessary right-of-way and doing a temporary construction easement. You actually had told me that you were already approached by the town with the temporary construction easement documentation, I guess because they're about to be doing something on International. And so you believe that that's already been signed. But if for some reason it hasn't been signed or it hasn't been effectuated, you have no problem agreeing to those conditions, correct?
Yeah, I already worked with the attorney that was handling that. I don't remember who it was, but I signed everything that they asked me to and sent it back a while ago.
Okay, but if for some reason it never got recorded, never got lost at some point, you have no problem re-executing something as a condition of this, if that's necessary, correct?
No problem at all.
Okay, so 5 is any broken or damaged curb along Stelton Road should be replaced. We have no issue with that comment, correct?
No issue.
Okay. The existing freestanding sign needs to be landscaped. You had actually already landscaped it. It just wasn't reflected on the Google Street View that that we believe Mr. Hinterstein was looking at. And we provided him with pictures after this report. And I believe he indicated that he was satisfied with the landscaping. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And we'll agree, obviously, to confirm that he's satisfied with it and provide any other documentation. But we're fine doing that condition. We believe it's already done.
Ms. George, so the applicant will work with Henry if there's any issues related to landscaping?
Absolutely.
Okay.
7, the existing lighting, where you've already contacted your electrician to make sure that the LED lighting that we have, the new LED lighting that was installed on site, can be adjusted to meet the ordinance. Is that correct?
Yeah, I did meet with them. It can be adjusted, and it will be. I'm just waiting to know exactly, you know, what angle it needs to be so I can give that information to the electrician so he can come back and do that.
Number 8, there's a fence located along, there was a fence located along International Drive. He's asking us to reinstall that. We have no problem putting the fence in. However, you were just asking if International is going to be widened in the near future. We want to be able to coordinate so we're not putting up a fence, having it taken down and having it reinstalled again. Is that correct?
Yeah, that in fact, that fence was in pretty poor condition. It was cracked and broken in a lot of places. So we took it down with the intentions of putting a new one up. But and in that time frame is when I started getting the information from the attorneys about the construction easement. And that's kind of when I stopped to see if we can, you know, if the town approves that we can put the fence up after they're done. So we're not doing it twice if need be.
And Tim, if I may, this is Dawn Corcoran. I do believe we have those engineering plans in our office, so we can certainly work with your client as to the correct location for the reinstallation of that fence.
Excellent. And just to coordinate on timing so that we're not going to get everybody's way.
Absolutely.
Madam Chair, if I can jump in on that. The road is not being widened. The existing curb to curb is going to be maintained. There will be a sidewalk. I believe if there's already a sidewalk out there, if there's not, then you're going to be required to put one in on International Avenue.
But it would affect where the right of way is, where that temporary easement is. And so we just need to make sure that it's coordinated so that we're not causing more work for either the township or for us.
And Councilor, as I may say, I don't believe that they're going to finish up with the project before the end of the year. I think this will spill over probably to late spring of next year when they'll cap the road. So there'll be some time yet. Okay.
Mr. Mendoza, number 9, the rear of the property, they're asking, Mr. Hinterstein is asking, particularly in the areas adjacent to residential homes, can that be buffered with a solid fence or a mix of landscaping? We're fine doing the buffer, but I believe that you had pointed out that there is existing landscaping that is quite mature back there already and fairly tall. And we just want to coordinate with Henry so that we're not potentially removing what is providing a nice buffer already with the existing landscaping. But can we suffice to say that we will work with Henry to find out, to figure out the best way to provide a buffer along that back area?
Yeah, and it goes back to I think the picture that he saw from Google Maps was kind of old, I guess. And that buffer is pretty mature. They're a good 5-6 feet tall. And in order to put a fence along there, I think we would have to remove those.
Fair to say, though, as Mr. Barlow indicated, that we will work with Mr. Henry, with Mr. Yes. Hinterstein, to work out what a appropriate landscaping buffer there would be?
Yes.
Number 10, street trees provided. We're fine agreeing with that, correct?
Yes.
And then 11 and 12, broken, damaged pavement and curb and sidewalk should be replaced. We're fine with that as well. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I have no further direct questions of Mr. Mendoza, unless the board has any questions of him.
Members of the board, anyone having questions of this witness? Okay, hearing no response, Ms. Buckley, would you check to see if there's any? I'll open it to the public and see if we have any questions of this witness from the public.
No one, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Close to the public. You may call your next witness.
My next witness is Mr. Rob Murray. He's our engineer. Mr. Murray.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello. Can you please raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you have to give will be the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Can you please state your name for the record?
Robert Murray.
Thank you.
Mr. Murray, can you have you been in front of the planning board in Piscataway
before? Yes, I have.
You've been accepted as an engineer before?
Yes.
And are your credentials the same or better than or still in good standing from the last time that you were accepted?
My credentials are still in good standing. Yes. Okay.
Yes, you may be accepted. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Murray, if you can just briefly give us an overview of the site and sort of touch upon what we're doing for the benefit of the board.
Yes. Allow me to share exhibit A1, which is a colorized site plan exhibit with an aerial background of the existing conditions. Just to orientate the drawing, north is to the left. The site is known as Piscataway Auto Spa. It is lot 17 of block 8604 in the township of Piscataway.
Mr. It is 0.95. Refer to this as exhibit A1, okay?
Yes.
Yes.
The site is 0.95 acres and is located in the general business zone.
Actually, the can I stop you 1 second, Mr. Murray? I'm sorry to do this, but this might help you, Mr. This might actually avoid confusion later. I think we pre-marked the architecturals as A1 and A2. So, Mr. Barlow, if we can mark this as A3, and we'll get to A1 and A2 in a moment. I apologize for going back and forth.
No problem. So A3 is the colorized site plan prepared by Menlo Engineering Associates, correct?
Correct. Okay.
Sorry, you continue, Mr. Murray.
The site is located on the southeast corner of the intersection between International Avenue and Stelton Road, and access is provided off of Stelton Road. The surrounding areas include a restaurant to the north, single family homes to the east, an office building to the south, a retail plaza to the west, and the site encompasses an orthodontist office to the northeast. As the site exists today, it is a 4,022 square foot car wash with 13 parking spaces, and also includes a facade sign and a freestanding sign. The applicant proposes a 480 square foot second floor addition of the car wash, the removal of one facade sign with the addition of three facade signs, and the addition of two pay stations. Existing nonconformities include a parking count, where 13 parking spaces exist today, where 26 is required. Existing freestanding sign setback, where 13 feet is provided, where 25 is the minimum required. Existing freestanding sign square footage, where 32 square foot is the max and 33 exists today. And our final variance is three facade signs proposed, where one is the maximum permitted. And that concludes my testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Murray. The board has any, one quick direct question for you. In terms of any of the comments in the CME report that refer to revisions of the engineering plan, such as revising tables or anything along those lines, we have no issue with complying with all of those requests. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. I have no further direct questions of Mr. Murray.
Thank you. Members of the board, do you have any questions that you would like to ask of this witness? Thank you. I will now open it up to the public. Ms. Buckley, would you check to see if anyone from the public would like to ask questions of this witness?
No one, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Closed to the public. If the board members have any questions, then you can call your final witness or your next witness.
Yeah, two more, but we'll go quick. I have Mr. Brian Taylor, our architect, is next. Mr. Mm-hmm. Murray, if you can stop sharing your screen, because I'm sure Brian will share his. And Mr. Taylor, I think you need to be sworn in.
Yes. I can't see him. Can you please raise your right hand?
Yes.
Okay. Do you swear that the testimony about to give we the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
Brian Taylor.
Thank you.
Mr. Taylor, if you can please just briefly discuss your credentials and if you've ever been in front of the Scataway Planning Board in the past.
Sure. I'm a licensed architect in the state of New Jersey. My license is in good standing. I'm also licensed in six other states. I graduated from the New Jersey Institute of Technology School of Architecture, and my office is located in North Plainfield. I do not believe I've been before the Piscataway Planning Board. If it was, it was a while ago. I was last year in front of the Zoning Board in Piscataway, but I've testified in front of many municipalities throughout the state of New Jersey.
Thank you. He's acceptable to the board, testify as an expert.
Thank you. Mr. Taylor, if you can, please tell us how it's going to look, and if you can just focus on, I guess, those revisions that we made as part of Henry's comments.
Sure. So is this A1 or A2?
This is actually the originally submitted drawing. I want to just kind of show this first, and then I'm going to show A1 just to show the differences, if that's okay.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm presuming everybody can see my screen. So as it was explained previously, there's a small addition, which is a tower addition, which is going over near the entrance side of the car wash. And previously we had three signs, one on either side of the tower, on the entry side and on the opposite side of that, shown in the east and west elevation. And we had one sign on the awning, which is facing Stelton Road, which is the bottom elevation. So the comment was that the signs were a little bit large. So what we did is we reduced the size of the signs. And right now I'm showing exhibit A1 with today's date. So the signs that you can see on the middle of the screen on the what we're calling the east elevation and the west elevation, those signs were reduced from 67 square feet down to 40 square feet, which is a 40% reduction, as well as the sign, the same size sign and same exact sign was on the Stelton Road elevation on the awning in this area in the middle. That was removed. And this is the slight little variation, I guess, that Mr. Arch was speaking about. We removed that sign and then replaced it instead with a logo sign, which is the car wash's logo, Speedy Shine. And that sign is, I believe it's 55 square feet. So it was really just kind of swapping out the block letter sign for the logo sign, which is actually smaller than the originally scheduled sign. So we hope that these changes, you know, at least alleviate some of the concerns of the size of the signage as it was reduced.
And Mr. Taylor, just in terms of the, all of these are compliant in terms of size, in terms of percentage of the facade, correct, per the ordinance?
Yes, that's correct. So we have another drawing that actually gives the sign the size. All of them are less than 10% of the facade.
Thank you. I have no other direct questions of Mr. Taylor.
Members of the board, do you have any questions of this witness? Hearing no response, I'd like to open it to the public. Ms. Buckley, would you check and see if anyone in the public would like to question this witness?
No one, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Closed to the public. All right, Mr. Arch.
One final witness, that's Mr. John DuPont. He's our professional planner. John, if you can please put your camera on, unmute, and be ready to be sworn.
Ready.
Oh, Ms. Saunders, I believe you're muted.
I think you're muted, Ms. Secretary.
Okay, I'm unmuted. Okay. Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give with the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Can you please state your name for the record as well as your professional address?
John DuPont, 756 Jackson Road, Stuartsville, New Jersey.
Thank you.
Mr. DuPont, if you can briefly go over your credentials and ask to be sworn in, or sorry, ask to be accepted.
So I've been a professional planner for approximately 20 years. I've been to this board a while ago through boards throughout the state. I've also served as a professional planner for the borough of Carteret for the past about 20 years. And all my licenses are in good standing.
Thank you. He may proceed and testify as a planner in this matter.
Mr. DuPont, if you're familiar with the site, if you can please just take us through the justifications for the relief we're asking.
Certainly will. So just to be brief and direct, as you heard, you have three existing violations. So parking required 26 spaces, existing 13. No change in that in this part as part of this application. We are going to, however, stripe the lot. The freestanding sign, the maximum size was 32 square feet. The existing sign is 33 square feet. Again, we're not changing the size of that sign. We're going to reface it, but not change the size, so that will stay. The freestanding sign setback from the right-of-way, minimum required is 25 feet. The current sign is 13 feet, and we are not going to change that either. So the new variance, which results in this application, is the number of permitted facade signs. As you just heard from the architect, there was one facade sign existing on the Stelton Road side of the building. That is being replaced by a logo sign on the proposed addition. And then there's also going to be two additional signs on the facade stating car wash. So having three facade signs is the reason for the variance. So I think that the board can grant the relief based on a C2 analysis. The applicant is a new purchaser of the property. It's proposing significant improvements to the building and the site. And although we do need new variances, this project will clearly advance several purposes of the MLUO. And these purposes are: purpose A, to encourage municipal action to guide the appropriate use and development of all lands within the state in a manner which will promote public health, safety, and general welfare. The new signage is modern and in a better location and more easily seen from Stelton Road. When someone typically brings their car for a car wash, it's not a planned trip. It's more of a spur of the moment. Most of the time, that decision is made as driving by the car wash. Therefore, the signage is very important to the business and is also very important to safe access of the site by customers. With the new visible signs, it will give drivers plenty of time to make necessary maneuvers to enter the car wash for drivers in both directions on Stelton Road. Purpose G, to provide sufficient space and appropriate locations for a variety of agricultural, residential, and recreational, commercial, industrial uses to meet the public needs of the citizens. This is a commercial site which has existed for some time. The applicant is looking to make a significant investment in this site. We'll modernize it, make it safer, make it more accessible, and improve the commercial business. Purpose I, to promote a desirable visual environment through creative development techniques and good civic design and arrangement. The applicant is improving the aesthetics of the site by the building, the construction of a building addition in order to provide improved visibility, new signage. The entire site has been landscaped and there's been improvements made to the traffic flow on the site. The applicant is clearly enhancing the site. With respect to negative criteria, I don't see any negative impacts. The site is being completely revitalized. It will be easier and safer to use by customers. I can state that the variances can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good. The benefits from the project will substantially outweigh any detriments. The town will be getting a modern, aesthetically pleasing commercial business. The new building modifications and signage will make the site much easier to identify and access. And certainly granting of the variance will not substantially impair the intent or purpose of your zone plan or zoning ordinance. In conclusion, I feel the board can grant the relief necessary, and I feel the project will be a significant benefit to the site and to the township. That does complete my testimony.
Thank you, Mr. DuPont. I have no further questions. I would ask if the board had any.
Members of the board, do you have any questions of this witness? Hearing no response, I'm opening it to the public. Ms. Buckley, would you check the public and see if anyone in the public would like to ask any questions of this witness?
No one, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Close to the public. Mr. Arch, if you'd like to make a conclusion, otherwise I can put it to the board for a question.
Brief summation. I think what we've shown here is that we're taking a site that is, you know, an older site, a little bit run down, and we're really breathing new life into it. I don't think anything that is being requested here, as is shown, is anything that would cause a detriment to the town. And we've worked with the township professionals. We've worked with Henry, and I think that you can see that we were responsive to his comments and worked in conjunction with him to reduce the overall sizes of the signs and to reduce the redundancy of the sign and the excessiveness of any signage there. And I think it really shows a very nice modern commercial business that's there. So I hope that you approve this. And thank you for your time.
Does anyone have a motion that they would like to make?
Madam Chair, if I may, I want to start. Go ahead, Dawn. I'll let you go first.
Go ahead, no, I'm Mayor. Sorry, Mayor. Go ahead.
I just had a question. I'm looking at the plans about the sidewalk issue on International Avenue. Maybe Dawn, you can jump in.
You know, Tim, I was, I'm trying to look at an aerial. We don't have a survey. Can your client or your engineer confirm whether or not sidewalks do exist along International Avenue?
I am looking at a Google Map image. They do not appear. There does not appear to be sidewalks currently along International Avenue at that area.
That is what I'm seeing as well. So the staff is going to make a recommendation that, in fact, if they don't exist, that the applicant be required to install them along the International Avenue frontage. I'm looking also, you know, two doors down, we have a brand new dwelling. They had to put in the sidewalk. I mean, we're really trying to tie these together so to make this a walkable area.
Mayor Dawn, when I did a site visit a few weeks ago, I recall walking on grass, no sidewalks there.
Mr. Mendoza, did you hear the request of the township? They're requesting that since there's no sidewalks along, it doesn't mean that you're putting sidewalks in along the entirety of International, just along the frontage of your property on International Avenue. Is that something that you would be agreeable to?
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Thank you.
An aside note, Mr. Arch, he may be able to work something out with the contractor that's going to be out there with the township. If not, he can have his own contractor work with engineering, Mr. Herrera.
Well, we'll certainly be in contact with him. We have to for coordination anyway. So
okay.
Certainly appreciate any help the township can lend mm-hmm. us. This.
And Tim, it won't delay your client's project. He's going to obviously have the bond for that improvement. So, you know, we'll work with you in terms of getting it done.
Thank you.
If there's no more discussion, I'll take a motion.
Madam Chair, Dawn Corcoran, I'll make a motion that we approve the application subject to the CME report, subject to the staff report, with the additional condition that the applicant be required to install sidewalks along the International Avenue frontage.
May I have a second?
Carol Saunders, second.
Thank you. Roll call, Ms. Buckley.
Mayor Waller.
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran.
Yes.
Ms. Saunders.
Yes.
Reverend Kenny. Mr. Atkins.
Yes.
Mr. Foster.
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed.
Yes.
And Madam Chair.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Take care, Tim.
Appreciate it.
I believe that completes our agenda for tonight. Our next site plan meeting will be on July 26th, and our next regular meeting will be on August the 9th.
We need a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Thank you. Second.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Keep enjoying summer. Okay. Bye-bye.
Yes. You too. Stay safe, everyone.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.